Before we start the Mishnah, just a funny thing happened this morning when I walked into shul. Someone from the first minyan was waiting to ask me a shayla. So he asked me, does a Rebbe have a right to take away something from a boy in the class? It seems his son had been in class the previous day, and his Rebbe took away his iPod. I didn't ask him what was on it and why he took it away, but the Rebbe took it away, so he's not giving it back. So he asked me, is he allowed to take it away? So I told him that the assumption is that the parents are asking for the Rebbe to take things away if the child's misbehaving. He tells me, yeah, but he's over bar mitzvah. He's 15 years old. So I told him, well, he's a godel asemach ha-shulchan aviv. It's a cut. So he says, that true? That he's a godel asemach ha-shulchan aviv? That when he buys things, I could tell someone else to take it? So what do you say? Huh? What's a matana? So then it comes back to the Mach Nefrayim. Well, is it clear the maskana the father could give a gift? Kiveger, yeah. The question is how we come out lalach. It's a funny thing. From the Rishayim, it would seem to come out that the father can give a gift to the son. Because Mukhi Yosef said it beferish in Kavanas Rabbeinu Tam, and the Ran said it beferish, and we pass like Rabbeinu Tam that you can't be mizak, that according to Rabbeinu Tam you can't give something to your son to be mizakah to other people. So from the Rishon and from the Maram Rutenberg and the Mardechai also was clear that there are at least four Makairis, the Maram Rutenberg and the Mukhi Yosef and the Ran, and then the Pashtus of the case of Erev, at least four Makairis, and if you remember the Torah that I mentioned in Hilfus Ribis was also Mashma that way, that seemed to say that the Ikar is that the father can give his son a Matan. On the other hand, from the Ramah it seemed to say that he could. Wasn't Beferish. If the Ramah said other people could give, and Rabbi Kiveger was Mechalik, that the father could give for the son himself, but not the father could give, he should be Zecha to others, which we didn't understand. So, how are we coming out at the end of the day? You have all the Rishayim seem to say in Rabbeinu Tam one way, and the Paiskim don't seem to say, and there are not many Paiskim on the topic. Just you have the Rabbi Kiveger's Beferish, but outside of Rabbi Kiveger, we don't have so much Beferish to see this also. But Machaim Filk goes back and forth, he doesn't have a clear maskana, because in the next paragraph, he goes into the Torah and he says the Torah is Mashma Fakeret. So it's a lot. Mach Ephraim doesn't have a clear maskana. It's hard to counter Mach Ephraim. Mach Ephraim, if you read the whole Mach Ephraim, seems to end up more the other direction. But I don't know, if he bought it with money he got for Hanukkah geld, then it would be different, Mistam, no? He got money from his grandmother and he bought it. It's only shy if he got it from his father. So I have to ask him how he got it. It'd be a nice thing for the Rebbe to do with the class, go through the whole Mach Ephraim and everything, and then he can give it back at the end. Huh? I don't know. It's just an amusing thing that the day after I walk into shul and we start talking about this, it's like 10 years, I don't think I remember asking a parent asking me to shout. Okay.
Is it true that the parents want the fact that the father is asking this question?
it's true that the father is masking b'shita that a rebbe could take something away from, things away from his child to keep. I don't know what the benefit in keeping it exactly is. I imagine that there are things recorded on the iPod that he feels are inappropriate for the, which is a separate child. There's a tshuva nishvas Yaakov. Somebody once asked me if at work, one of his Jewish fellow workers has in the refrigerator, there's a company kitchen, and has in the refrigerator a tray for sandwich. If when he goes to the refrigerator, if he should throw it away, if he should steal it from him. It's a tshuva nishvas Yaakov about it. He's doing him a big favor. Like this, he's going to eat it. If he throws it out, what's he going to do? We'll have to buy a Danish or something, huh?
Buy another one.
Huh? He may buy another one. He may just get away with something else, no? So there's tshuva nishvas Yaakov, who's mesupik. If you're allowed to steal something from someone, that's not talking about a rabbi, it's from Stamazai. If you're allowed to steal something from someone where it's for his own, where it's his own benefit, he brings a raya from Chumash, from when Chumash stole something from Rachel, who stole the truffin from Lavan, the stuff she did a kedin. The stuff she stole it, Zochin Meyadam. So he has a nice piece, also as to what we did. The Shvus Yaakov wants to say that the reason Rachel was the last to steal the Trophim was a different cheshbon. Because the Trophim are Yisuri HaNoah. The Yisuri HaNoah have no value, right, which we have many times. And it's also about a zero value. So if you steal something that has zero value, then there's no Issa
Gezeila. But Lavan can make it into Tanah
of the Zari. That's what he says. He says, but by B'nai Nayach, there's a din that it has a value. Firstly, it's besupik if it's also banav from Bnei Nayach in the first place. And also, they could be mevatel. So then the raya comes back.
No, once he's mevatel, she'll give it back.
Once he's mevatel, she'll give it back. Is that what she did? She waited for him to be mevatel.
It wasn't.
Okay. I don't know. All interesting things. All right, let's see the Mishnah. Matzah Shtar Echayv, totally new perek, a new sugya. It's the same perek, but it's a new perek. It's all new, everything new. This is all, obviously, we're going to get into Eilu Metzias, because we're talking now about Metzias, about things that are found. And we talk here about Shtar Echayv. Matzah Shtar Echayv. So he's going in the street, and he finds a shtar on the floor. So now the question is, does he return the shtar to the owner? So it depends. Im yesh bohem achrayis nechasim lo yachzer, shebez nefrahim. Iyem bohem achrayis nechasim yachzer, shein bez nefrahim. Divrei Ramei. So Ramei holds, the words look very strange, that it depends if it's achrayis, because if there's no achrayis, ain't nefroyim. Now you all know the Gemara will say nefroyim. You're teveya, just not for mishubadim. You're teveya, ain't nefroyim means we're not pereya for mishubadim. So then Rebbeya says you do return it. V'chachamayim rebenkach or benkach layazer. V'nei shebez din nefroyim mehem. Say if it has achrayis nechasim, say if it doesn't have achrayis nechasim. Either way, even if it has no mention of achrayis nechasim, bezdin will be teveya anyway. So therefore, the lo yachzer. Okay, so the Gemara goes into what the case is. So we're not sure to learn the Mishnah without the Gemara. But my askinan, ilayim b'shechayiv ma'ida. If the one who's obligated to say the loiv is ma'ida, it's pashit. Ki yesh achrayis nechasim amay lo yachzer ha'ma'ida. So what's the case of the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, "La'olam kishachayev ma'ida." V'achayinu tam lechashina shem akasim lois b'nisim v'la'ilav atishma. It's talking kishachayev ma'ida, and what's the reason that if the chayev is ma'ida, so what's the shail about returning it? Teretz were afraid. L'chayshi Shem akas l'vayis b'nissim v'lei lava ad tishrei v'asi amitrov l'kucha shalai kedin. He's going to be teveya from nissim l'kuchas which is shalai kedin. Yihachi kol shtari das l'kama nechash luhachi. That's always be chayshi. It's like tomorrow. Kol shtari l'irei hani rei. the Ishtaris have a Reyesa. So at this point, at least the Gemara is saying, that Pshat in the Mishnah is that we're afraid it's Chayiv Maida. Everyone's Maida that it was alone. And really, Mikra Adin, we should give it back. That's for sure. And the Nidain is, should we be Chayshish that he's going to be tired from Mishabdi, Shalaik Adin, because it's Kasul Lois Binis. Now, L'chaira, there's no tzad, it seems here there's no tzad that the one who finds it could just keep it. Let's say there's a check made out. The check is a shtar. Let's assume a shtar. Let's say it's made out to cash. And I go in the street and I find a check. So I can't just cash it? Can I cash the check? Why is it different if I find a $100 bill? If I find a $100 bill in the street, I pick it up and I put it in my pocket. That's the halacha. Certainly a place that's worth going. Why is it a knave? If someone lost something, it's worth $100. So why does it say here that it depends? If it has a simon, then what does it say? If he gave a simon, you give it back. If he doesn't give a simon, then you can keep it. Every check. Say it's made out to cash, and you go back to him. But is that the pshat here? That it always has a simon? Every shtar has a simon? What? Eidim. There's Eidim on the original.
The guy that we ask, he always cancel it.
No, but the one who wrote the check, he gave it to the person. Let's say he bought something. Bought an iPod. He gave a check.
If I received a check,
I lost the check. I got it.
I lost the check that I was receiving.
Oh, you mean it? All right. So, but in the time of Gemara, I don't think you're able to cancel a check. I hear what you say. 1 minute. Shtar can be made out to beer. There are shtars that are made out to beer. It could be made out to a name. To the one who's holding it. Beer. B-A-R-E-R. Yeah, I think I meant the Hebrew word, beer. No, I meant the one that's holding it. The Ksais, in two places, asked this kasha. And there are two nidainim regarding lost shtarais that he deals with. And it's a shtar, it's worth $100. I can take it to the bank and get $100 for it. Why would you only get $70 for it? If it's a post-dated check, maybe, but it's, let's say it's a due check. It's only $70. It's not worth arguing over. So why doesn't the finder get $70
for it? It's not money.
What?
It's not money. It's a regular
mitzvah. Shtar is shove a kesef. It's worth something. It has value. It's a mitzvah. Why isn't it a regular mitzvah? I found the mitzvah in the street. If the owner is miayish, I understand. If the one who lost it is not miayish, I understand. Let's say the one who lost it is miayish. Let's say you find in New York City, you find such a shtar. Let's say the check is for less money than it costs to bounce a check, right? It was a cost, $10 to bounce a check. I don't even know. I never bounced a check. Baruch Hashem. Let's say it costs $15 to bounce a check, and you find a $10 check. So the guy's not going to bounce it. He's going to pay $15 to bounce a $10 check. So I can't keep it. I can't keep it. So the Ktzais is done on the question of Yiush on Chayvais. And he's done on this in two places. But the way to analyze this correctly is this. If I lend you money and you give me a check, I sell you something, give me a check. That means I lent you money. I gave you credit. You gave me a check. Now, you owe me the money is one thing, and I have a check is really, you can look at it as two different things. Is the check the chayv, or there's a chayv which exists? And separately, there's a check, or shtar. Pashas, I would say, let's say I lend you money and give me a check or a shtar. And I come back to you, I say, you know, I lost the shtar, it got ripped up. So you'll pay me mistam, you'll pay me again. The shtar doesn't disappear. The chayv disappears if I lose the shtar.
Shtar
raya. It's a shtar raya. At this point, it's a shtar raya. We're going to end up with a shtar. No, either way. Either way, the pashtus, I would say, is that what does a shtar have to do with a chayv? The shtar is and this chayv is. If I lose a shtar, I'm a yayish on the chayv?
A dollar's on money.
What?
A dollar's on shtar.
Dollar is money.
A dollar is regular, it represents money. It represents
money. You see, when I lose my dollar, I know I can't go back to Uncle Sam and tell him, tell the president, you know, I lost the dollar, it got ruined, so give me back another dollar instead. So I'm yayish because I know that they're not going to do it. Even if, you catch it on a film, if I catch on film that I burnt $100, the government's not going to give me back $100. It happens to be illegal to burn cash.
A check.
What?
A check.
The way I understand, if I have a check and this check, if I lend you money, you give me a check, and I tell you I lost the check, and you believe me. Let's say you saw I had the check.
It has to be the way to track it.
So you're not going to pay me. Let's say there's no way to track it. You don't have to pay me. Let's say you write a piece of paper. Is that so? I'm not lending you money so fast. If you give me a piece of paper, it's all done. A check. See, we can be down on a check, but I don't mean dafka. I'm looking at a check as a shtar chayv. If you consider a check a shtar chayv, which is the way I'm looking at it, so you have to know where the ketzais is coming from. What's he talking about? The nida in here is the piece of paper, or the nida has the chayv? I need the paper? I don't need the paper. I need the chayv. I just need the paper to get the chayv.
But you need the paper. It's like any shtar, it's like a receipt. If you want your money, you have to go ahead and get it.
So I have an interest in having it.
Exactly. So
it's more like a simon of my things. Let me tell you what the Ketzai says in Simon Samach Vav. What? The Ketzai says in Simon Samach Vav, Sivkot Na'alev. Tzais there says that if I lose a shtar chayv, you have to be down if it includes checks, but because like you say, maybe checks are different. If I lose a shtar chayv in a place where I'm a yayish, either there's no simin, or it's rave gayim, or there ain't the man was miyayish. If I lose a shtar chayv, so let's say you owe me $100, and you wrote a piece of paper, and you gave me the paper, and then I lost the paper, and I'm a yayish. And Ruvain finds it. Zaktik Tzais, Ruvain could be Teved $100 then. Ruvain could be Teved $100. When he gets the shtar is now, it's Amiyayish. It's like every Mitzvah that's lost. And any Mitzvah that's lost, once Amiyayish, the person who finds it. It's his. And the Chayv transfers to him. You are mechayiv yourself. Well, could the loiva say I'm makpid? I only use mechayiv myself to you and not to him. If I sell you something, I can be makpid. I only sell to you and not to him. And here I gave you a shtar chayiv. If you pass on a shtar chayiv, who says that you have a right? The loiva has a right to say I'm only mechayiv myself to you and not to him.
It's only you.
What?
It's a mirror.
Let's say it says beer. Granted, it sounds like even if it says Reuven. Let me. I'll answer you. There's a machlekes hapaiskim which we're going to have. If you could sell a shtar min ha-Torah, midrabbani, you could sell shtaris. But min ha-Torah, is it possible to sell a shtar? What that means is, somebody owes me money, he gives me a shtar, and I go and I sell it. Today, there's in all businesses, there's a tremendous market for buying shtaris. The bonds market is really a market for shtaris. And in many, especially in jewelry, with their large amounts of money, all shtaris are sold. Shtaris are sold at a percentage. A discount, but they're sold. The question is, this thing that he could sell a shtar, is this a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? That's a machlokes ha-poskim, which the Ketzais brings. We'll get to it at some point later. But the Ketzais says, Even if you hold that min haTorah you can't sell a shtar. The Seis Maaseh you can't sell a shtar. Of course, you can sell the piece of paper. We're not talking about the piece of paper. We're talking about the chayiv that it represents. Even if you hold that min haTorah you can't sell a shtar. That's because the chayiv is eina b'shusai. The chayiv is it's his, it's shalai, but it's eina b'shusai in the sense that he can't control it. The chayiv is a toli b'das acherim. The chayiv is not b'shusai, so therefore many places can hold that min haTorah you can't sell a shtar. And zok tekzayis according to them, you can't be mafker a shtar. If I take a shtar, I say hefker. The paper might be hefker, but the chayiv is still owed to me. It can't be mafker something that's ainer b'shusai. Zaktik tzais, you can't sell something that's not b'shusai. You can't be mafker something that's ainer b'shusai, but you could be miyayish from something that's ainer b'shusai. Because every yiyush, every aveda in the world, what's an aveda? An aveda is something that's ainer b'shusai. And yiyush works on something that's ainer b'shusai. So Zaktik Tzais, even if you hold you can't sell a shtar, but if you lose a shtar, and you're miyayish, so yish works, because yish always works on something that's yours and you lose. Memela Zaktik Tzais, the person who finds a shtar is allowed to keep it, to say it's not just a piece of paper, he's allowed to keep the chayv as well. And he says, I, our Mishnah, he says, Tzarechian, he doesn't really have a pshat in the Mishnah. Unless it's that sign the Mishnah that it's talking that he lost the shtar which has a simen and he wasn't miyayish. You have to say, our Mishnah is talking dafka by such a shtar which a person lost and he wasn't miyayish. Now I know you'll tell me it's not such a big daichik because shtaras typically have a person's name on it. So maybe it's not such a big daichik to say it, although the Ktsais seems to hold it as a daichik. Ktsais seems to rather be better off with a tzarchian than this teretz. But for me, I don't know, I'm not so unhappy with the teretz by itself. Was that sign the Mishnah that it's talking that you lost a shtar chayv, which is which has a simen, and therefore you're not miyayish, and that's the case.
Why
is miyayish shtar considered mechila on the chayv? So the Ktzais asks that if I'm miyayish on the shtar, so who should it go to? It should go to the leiva, right? It should be like a mechila on the chayv. So he says, L'chayre, if I lose a shtar, miyayish on the shtar. So the loiva should be zaych in the chayv. He's a tofus vayimid, he's holding it. Right? L'chayre, that should be true.
Why can the loan be worse? Why is the loan worse than a milva alpeh? If the loiva knows he lent money to something, he borrowed money, so he has to pay back. So the shtar was lost, the shtar was consumed.
So he's saying that if a loiva is miyayish, that if a loiva is miyayish, that if the malva is miyayish, and then the milva alpeh is not miyayish, obviously he feels confident he'll get his money back. Why did he lend the malpeh? We lend the bishtar, he felt he needed a shtar. So if the mitzias is that he's miyayish, then it goes to the new person.
He trusts the guy, he's just worried about the kufa.
You're only asking, why is there an assumption of yish?
No.
You're not asking if he's miyayish, why? The Ktzais is saying, if he's miyayish, the chayv goes to the finder.
Miyayish,
you're asking, why is he miyayish? Okay.
Miyayish
on the chayv, I'm getting the chayv back.
Miyayish, I'm getting the chayv back.
Right.
Okay, fine. So, we're not talking about it's just miyayish that'll ever find a piece of paper. He's miyayish that'll ever get paid back.
That's true. He's telling the case of a person's miyayish on the chayv. If a person can show he was a miyayish on the chayv, it's he lent money to somebody who will pay him anyway. Nachinami. But the Ktzais is assuming that if a person wrote a shtar chayiv, the Ktzais is telling a case where a person was miyayish. That's the story.
How do you know?
We can argue about what the assumption will be when someone lends money b'shtar. Is there an assumption that he doesn't trust them without the shtar? So we can argue about it, but then we're going to get sidetracked. That's not the Ktzais. Ktzais's chiddush is when there's a case of yiyush, the finder's keepers. The one who finds the shtar, he gets the chayiv. Now the problem the Ktzais says with this is, or he says our Mishnah is a problem. He also says, what about the loiva? The loiva should keep it. So listen to the chiddush that says in the Ktzais. Zok the Ktzais, what's the din if I find an aveda before the owner is aware he lost it? If I find an Aveda before the owner's aware he lost it, what's it then? So I pick it up. Let's say I see somebody walking down the block ahead of me, and I see that something falls out of his pocket, and I run over, it's a $100 bill. And he's already out of sight. This $100 bill, if I didn't see him drop it, if I just found the $100 bill, I assume the owner is Miyayish. This $100 bill, I know the owner was not Miyayish. I'm positive he wasn't Miyayish. So what do? Can I just hold on to it until he's Miyayish a day later? No, why not? That's called Bisura Asliyade. If when it came to my hand, when it came into my possession, it was a time that I had to return it, then later, when the person's Miyayish later, it doesn't help. Yish doesn't help. Once I'm holding it, it's Bisura Asliyade, and I have an obligation to give it back. Later, Yish doesn't work once I'm holding it. Bisura Asliyade. Zaptik Tzais. Hu Hadin, the loiva, when he got his money, it was Bisuras Liyade. When the loiva got the money, he was obligated to pay it back. So now that the malva is Miyayish, the loiva still has to pay it back. Yush doesn't help for the loiva. Because by the loiva, when he got the money, he got it with an obligation to pay. So even if the malva is Miyayish, it doesn't help him. Because it was Bisuras Liyadeh, came to his hand originally Bichiyuv Teshlumen. So that Chiyuv Teshlumen has to remain. The Loiva's obligation to pay can't go off with the Yish of the Malva.
Michael,
but. Chayv doesn't fall off. You should know that there are many people who lent other people money and the Miyayish are never getting paid back. There are many people who lent money and they call them, they're running after them for a year or two and the Miyayish. That's not Mechila. The guy still owes them the money. Yish between the Malva and the Loiva certainly doesn't work. That is no question. That's not the Ksaisis Chiddush. Ksaisis Chiddush is still a big Chiddush that where the Malva is definitely going to lose it. He's going to lose the chayv. His yish is a yish that counts. That yish, l'gabi the loiva, it doesn't work. Because the loiva, it's bisuras liyade. He has to pay even if the malva is miyayish. But l'gabi the rest of the world, whoever finds the shtar, it works that the finder of the shtar is that shtar is not just a piece of paper. The shtar represents the chayv. And when he finds it, he's finding the chayv. And the chayv becomes his.
It's not a loiva has to pay.
Tremendous chiddush. It's not a loiva. Has to pay, not both. He doesn't have to pay the malva. It's like the malva sold it. The malva transferred ownership through Yish to the finder. The malva gave up on being the collector, and now the new person is the collector.
So, if someone drops an item, and I picked it up, and I knew it was Miyash, and then I heard finally the son in case it's Miyash, I still have to pay that.
That's right. That's right.
So when the malva went, and he now found that, oh, I lost the shtar on Miyash. So the
life
is still obligated to give it to the
mouth.
His obligation is still to
until
the
someone else finds it.
But why would someone else find it?
Because someone else finds it, now there's a transfer of ownership of the chai from the mouth to the finder. There's a transfer of ownership.
The mouth right now acquired the money. So now we separate it again. Now we say the Ketzos is asking that the life is acquires the money. The only thing that the other guy finds is he acquires the piece of paper. Now it's where we separate. And now once the mouth has to pay,
all right, so the question is not on the loiva. You're asking correctly, but you're asking a second step. The question is the first step. The whole ketzais is chiddush. How does it switch? How does it go from malva to finder? If we can understand how it went from malva to loiva, then we can explain the loiva too. But the problem, listen, this is the shita sektzais. It's a tremendous chiddush. The tumim argues beferish, nesibis argues beferish. I would venture to guess that it's a das yachid. To go so far, we're going to see soon if we can go a step less. But to go so far, as the Ksai says, that if you lose a shtar, the finder not only can keep the piece of paper, if you miayish, but he becomes the Baal HaChayiv, it seems to be a Chiddush Atzum. Yet to that, the fact that the Ksai says it's Shrefa Ma Mishnah, And Epis, we don't have such a good time with this whole Ketzais. We don't have such a good taste from it. It's a Chiddush Atzum, like a Kedarkish al Ketzais sometimes. Sepi Chiddushim. But that's a Shita. According to the Ketzais, you could be Mechil Achayv. Because Mechila works to... Because it's Surah Sliyadeh.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Mechila erases the Shibut. Once Mechila erases the Shibut, so then you don't have to pay.
So
you have to pay, but no bad.
The Shibut before...
Yeah, the Yish.
The Yish erased the Shibut before the guy picked it up.
But we know that Yish does not erase the Shibut by a Loiva, because we know that if the Malva is Miyash on the Loiva ever paying, we know the Chayv remains. So it seems that Yish doesn't do what Mechila does. And Mechila works, and Yish doesn't. Mechila is Baratzin. Because we know that in a case, Mechila and Yish are two different things. We know for certain that if I lend you money, and you say, Lech Vishav, the Gemara's expression is, you keep on telling me, go, come back, and I'm Yish never getting it from you, the Chayv still exists. A person who doesn't want to pay doesn't end up owning the Chayv. Mechila is Baratzin, and Yish is Bakarcha. Mechila works, it's Amaychal Baratzin. I'm giving it to you. Yish is Bakarchi. Yish doesn't work. Anyway, this is the sort of the first Nakuda. The Ketzais is Chiddush that Yish would work on the Guf HaChayv. And that part of it is, all right, it's a Chiddush Gadol. And the Tref in the Mishnah. So we're going to say Yish l'gabi the Guf HaChayv. We're going to name not like the Ketzais. We still have to go on to a second step. Later on Daf Chaf, there's a Mishnah, should be zecher to get there, of a person who found a bundle of shtaris, tachrich shel shtaris. A person found a bundle of shtaris, how is it yachzir? So he says there on Daf Chaf that you should return it. And the Rosh says that it's talking that the person has a simon. As I state in the Rosh. That the person you're returning to, he gives you a simon and you return it to him. There it's mashma that the chayv itself needs a simon. The shtar itself needs a simon. Now, there are two things. One is we're talking about the chayv, and we could also be talking about the shtar. There, from that rush, it's mashma something needs a simon. Now, of course, the Ketzais will say that l'shitasai, that you need a simon. That's what I'm talking about. The Ketzais holds it right to him. Now, without simonim, it's all over. The shtar is gone. Even what? Because there, the rush is machalik between if you're miyayish. They're saying the Mishnah is talking dafka that you're not miyayish. Talking dafki and not miayish.
The Mishnah says he gave us. The Rosh says he gave us simon.
The Rosh says the Mishnah is talking that he had a simon, right? So, which means he wasn't miayish. Which means if he was miayish, the Rosh is saying that something would change. What would change?
Well, the Rosh is saying that we don't give a shtar to somebody unless he gives a simon for it. We don't give if somebody loses a tape recorder, we don't give it to him unless he gives a simon. And if somebody says I lost the shtar, we won't give it to him unless he gave a simon.
If he's talking about, you know, he's talking about a shtar that you can't figure out whose it is at all. What do you mean? So then he's just telling us Hilchas Simanim, Avela Metzias. The Rosh understands that the Chiddush is that even though the Loiva and the Malva, everyone's masking that he was the Malva. You still, without a simon, don't have to give it back. The question is, why don't give it back? If you don't know whose it is, then it's a double push that you need a simon. You don't need a Rosh for that.
Okay, so we know
the assumption is the Rosh is telling us that it's talking dafka b'li Yish. That's what he's coming to tell us. Because Yish would be different. What would be different about Yish?
But if we know whose it is, that means he wouldn't be Yish.
That's what the Rosh is saying. Everybody wouldn't be Yish. It's not true. It's not true. If he has no way of getting it back, then it'll be Yish.
He does. He has a way to get it back because the person who finds it will know who it belongs to. Right?
There are some shtaris that if you find, you don't know who it belongs to.
Right.
And those shtaris, if the loiva and the malva are masking, I would think you give it back to the loiva and the malva. What's the problem? The loiva says, I borrowed money, that's the shtar. The malva says, I lent money, that's the shtar. Why not give it back? What's the downside of giving it back? The point of the Rush, the way the Ktzais understands, is coming lafuke yish. He's just telling you it's a case that there was no yish. And that's why the din is that way. Now the question is, why in Daf Chaf does it say dafka b'li yish? And in Daf Yud Beis, it doesn't say in the Rush any chiluk between yish and not yish. That's the problem. That's the Ktzais' kasha. This is the second Ktzais, actually earlier Ktzais, in Simen Samach Hei, Sivkat and Yud. And the problem is, what's going on? What's he talking about? Now, there's only one way out. If we don't accept the Rosh and Simen Samach Vav, what are we talking about by Yish? Again, somebody lost a shtar. He's saying if it's Miyayish, something changes. What changes? So the Ktzais of Samach Vav says what changes? The Chayv gets transferred. That's the Rosh and Samach Vav. If you don't hold of that Rosh, what else could happen with a yish of a shtar? What else could happen? The nidin could be only on the piece of paper. In other words, if we don't accept the Ktzais Chiddush, so then the question comes in our Mishnah, what about the piece of paper? If there's a piece of paper which I lost, it's a shtar. It says somebody owes me $100 and you found it. So you come to me, you say you found a shtar. Now, according to the Ktzais, you get the chayv. If I assume I was Miyayish, according to the Ktzais, you get the chayv. So we're going to say now, not like the Ktzais. You don't get the chayv. Did you find anything worthwhile? You come over to me, you tell me, you know, I have this piece of paper. The piece of paper says, Ruvain owes you money. You are Miyayish. I have Adam, you are Miyayish, or you all stand in the subway system, you're Zecha Miyayish. So, is there any leverage that the finder has now? The Chayra, he still has something of value. He'll call me up, he'll say, you know, you lost a shtar. What's it worth to you to have the piece of paper? We're talking now about the Guf HaNir, the paper itself. The Guf Ha piece of paper, what's it worth to you? Could the finder say that now to the finder, say it to the loser? He'll say, pay me, you need the shtar. You know that if you don't have a shtar in Bezen, this guy's going to give you a hard time. He'll deny the chayv. So pay me for the guf hanir, for the paper itself. It's worth more than the 10 cents, for the 5 cents for the piece of paper. It's worth to you now. You need it as a shtar raya. So it's interesting. The Ktzais Nesivis argue here. The Nesivis says that the finder could tell him that, look, the paper is mine. It's worth something to you. As Lashon is Tzarech L'Pasher Imha Malva. The Malva wants a shtar back. Tzarech L'Pasher Imha. Zok Nesivis, that's Pshat on Daf Chaf. Where it says in Daf Chaf that you need it has to be Loy Nesiyayish in the Rush. The Kavanas HaRosh is that if there's no Yish, the piece of paper is negotiable. I could tell you, you want the paper as a Raya, so let's talk. How much is it worth to you? And I could try to, how much I'll get out of him, I don't know, but you could try to get money out of him for it. So we have now two possible pshatim in finding a shtar, two possible benefits. The Ktzais's benefit, which is that you get the whole chayv, the Ktzais is in the Samach Vav, you get the whole chayv. And Mestami, he would learn pshat in the Rosh on Daf Chav, that's why the Daf Chav is talking like Nesiyayishu, otherwise the finder gets the whole chayv. Or the Nesivis in Simen Samach Hei, Nesivis is Simen Samach Hei, Sukkot Yud Ches, he says that it has to be Loi Nesiyayishu, because if it's Loi Nesiyayishu, if it's Nesiyayish, then the loser would have to pay the finder for the piece of paper. As I state in the Nesivis. Now what's interesting is that the Ktzais, who held that yes, the whole chayv goes over, in Simen Samach Hei, we're talking not about the whole chayv going over. You're talking about the the just a piece of paper, he disagrees with in the Sivas. He says that if the chayv doesn't transfer, could the person say, "You want my piece of paper? Pay me for it." The says, "You can't. I don't need the piece of paper." Let's say somebody lent me money, and you have a shtar that proves he lent me money. He says, "You're mechuyev to show it to Beis Din. I don't have to own the piece of paper. The malva doesn't have to own the piece of paper. The malva could tell the finder, I don't need the shtar. You want to sell it to me? I don't need it. Beis Din will send you a subpoena, and you'll have to show the shtar to Beis Din. Any raya. If let's say you're an aide that someone lent me money. So Beis Din calls you in. Can you tell me how much is it worth to you? I should say this for you. Of course not. Beis Din calls an aide, and aide have to say this. Zaktik Tzais, Nesivis is proud is wrong. Nesivis says that what is the rush talking about? The finders keepers. That the finder, if the loser is Miyayish, the finder has something. So the Tzais holds, he has the whole chayv. Nesivis says, he doesn't have the chayv, he just has the piece of paper. Zaktik Tzais, that's ridiculous. If you have a piece of paper that's a raya to me, you have to show it to Beis Din. You can't come to me and say, I mean, you could come to me and say, what's the paper worth to you? I won't sell it to you except for a lot of money. So if I don't know any better, I'll pay you for it. But if I know, I'll say, I don't have to buy the paper from you. Let the paper be yours. Paper could be yours. What? You could sell it to the, you mean to the liver. You can sell it to the liver. Well, if you can't sell it to the liver, for the liver to lie with it, what's it worth to the liver? If the liver's a crook, it's worth something to him. To tear it, you can't tear it up. I'm asking you, if I know Adis for someone, I can tear up the Adis. So he says that you have to show it to Beis Din. So you realize what's going on here. The Ketzais, there's a rush that says there's an afkamin if you lose a shtar yush or not yush. Why the shtar, the rush doesn't say it here on Daf Yud Gimel, we'll have to figure out. And Yud Beis, we'll have to figure out. But what the rush, what the Ketzais is doing, is saying like this, yush does something. I, the Ketzais, hold that yush could cause the chayv to transfer. You, the Nesivis, you hold that yush to zayif, that the guy could bargain for the piece of paper. Now you realize that if the Ketzais would be masking to this Nesivis, then his raya from the rush would fall away. The Ketzais holds the Nesivis is not emes. You can't bargain for a piece of paper if the chayv is still the chayv of the laiva. It can't be such a thing, because you have to show it. So therefore, he disagrees with the Nesivis' smaller chiddush. And indirectly, that causes his chiddush to say the bigger chiddush, which is that the whole chayv could transfer. But al kaponim, this is the machlokes ketzais nesivis. We still have to understand why the rush says it on daf chaf and not over here. So hopefully, we'll work on it Sunday. We'll try to see why the rush says it there and not here. But this machlokes ketzais nesivis comes out to be a machlokes in the losing of a shtar. Both of them are the hepuch of what we would think in the Mishnah. The Mishnah shvar the Ketzais totally, that's for sure. But even like Nesivis, we have to understand why over here it's not important to know that to the rush that the person wasn't Miyanish. Okay, Mr. Shem will continue Sunday. For Shtari Haknoah, there's a Pnei Shua on the word Shtari Haknoah, and then Reb Shmuel has a piece on it.